Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, we're looking at the topic of being thankful for good gifts. Now, in one sense, that probably sounds like an odd topic to instruct people to be thankful for. If we're thankful for anything, it typically is the gifts that we receive, the good gifts. And yet, how often, if we really were truthful and could honestly examine ourselves, have we received good gifts that we've taken for granted, that we've not really been all that thankful for, that perhaps we've even ignored, set aside, not even bothered to open or to use? I suspect that somewhere in cupboards, storage, stacks of things, there may still be some good gifts in boxes that I've never opened. Perhaps they were duplicates. Perhaps they were things that I didn't need at the time, but was so much in my nature to not give them away or throw them away that I've kept them. There are times where we receive good gifts, and we're not quite sure what to do with them yet, and so we set them aside and soon forget that we even have them. Now, while that may be common with wedding gifts, there were times where we would be opening a new box of dishes years after our wedding, and we're very thankful that we still had them. But that becomes a different story when we set aside and do not use the good gifts that God has given us. The Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights. It does not change, does not shift or change like the shifting shadows. But there's more. In fact, he begins that set of instructions by saying, do not be deceived. You see, God's gifts are not designed to deceive us or to trick us. But I believe he's also giving us the instruction not to be deceived about the source of the good gifts that we have. Not to be deceived about the purpose of the good gifts that we have been given. In the original blog post that I wrote that this specific devotion came out of, I was in the middle of Kansas City at a convention representing the prayer ministry. And I had gone for a walk to get some lunch at a really nice barbecue place. But on this walk, in the middle of the city and surrounded by concrete, there were these occasional little plots of soil carved into the sidewalk, protected by some concrete blocks, where there would be a small planting of flowers. And I suspect many people would have walked right past, and often did, and paid no attention. But for me, this was a good gift from God, to see the beauty and the growth in the midst of a place where it was purposeful. as I share the resources that God has allowed Impact Prayer Ministry to produce, I'm constantly telling people that they're being shared because they are God's gift. That the writing was His gift to me, and He's the one that deserves the credit, the glory, the honor for whatever it produces. You see, when we begin to allow God to be the author of the good gifts that we have, I believe we're more inclined to see them used in greater ways. If the writing that I've been able to do was because of my wisdom, because of my training, because of my ability, it may get some use, but I believe it would be pretty limited. But because it's God's gift, because it's a gift He has called me to share, I don't have to worry about how it's being used by others. I simply have to worry if I'm using it faithfully, as God would have me to do. You see, being thankful for good gifts says that I acknowledge the source of those gifts and I honor and value the giver. Being thankful for good gifts says I'm going to be productive and use those gifts in accordance with what they were designed to be used for, in accordance with what the giver's wishes would be. And so I continually go to God with an attitude of thanksgiving, looking for direction, for instruction from His Word, from His Spirit. You see, each one of us has been given good gifts by God. And just because the world has told you that your gifts are not good or your gifts are not important, doesn't make it true. In fact, those are words of deception by the enemy. And I believe that is part of the reason why God says, do not be deceived. In a time where we call evil good and good evil, it's easy to be deceived. It's one of the reasons that this week's prayer guide, the weekly prayer guide that I write, emailed out early this morning, it'll be on the website today, is on living by faith. God says without faith it is impossible to please Him. And it's that faith that helps us to recognize, to see the source of the good gifts that we have in life. It's that faith that compels us to use those good gifts. To me, some of the most challenging and convicting verses in Scripture are when God takes away the little that someone has chosen not to use and gives it to someone who is using what they have been given. And we look at that and we think, well, how can that even be fair? And well, it's because He's God. Because He expects faithfulness. He expects obedience. He expects us to do what we can with what He has given. The comforting part in those stories that Jesus told is that there's equal treatment to those that have been faithful in using what they have, even when what they have is different from one another. the one with little isn't spoken poorly of because he's accomplished less than the one with much. In fact, he's commended in the same way for being faithful with the little. And it's his faithfulness with the little that Jesus says, you'll be entrusted with more. And I believe when we start to be thankful for the good gifts that God has given us, perhaps he gives us more. But at the very least, we recognize more. They may be good gifts that have been there all along. We've just not noticed them until we start to be thankful. Until we start to honor God with the good gifts he has given. I don't know fully what your good gifts are. It starts with the commonality of the good gift of Jesus. But God has made it clear in his word that the good gifts that he has given are to be used for the benefit of one another. I suspect there are things that God gives that are really just his delight in us. That really has us as an individual as the reason, the purpose, the drive behind that specific gift. Just to encourage us, to fill us with joy, with gratitude, with excitement. And there may even be some of those gifts of that kind that never go outside of us. But I believe that's pretty rare. You see, those types of good gifts, even if they're meant simply for us, I don't believe are something that we're able to contain. Something we were meant to contain. It's like the two guys that had wandered out of the camp, had been put out of the camp because of leprosy, if I remember correctly. And God had defeated their enemies. The city had been surrounded and all supply lines were cut off. And these two guys discover all of the spoils of war, all of the food, all of the supplies that had just been left as God defeated the enemy. And it was that conversation that says, we could just stay here and enjoy this ourselves. But would that be right? What would happen if the city discovers that it's here and that we've kept it a secret? And in a sense, as we come to Jesus, we have discovered this great treasure. A treasure that would benefit everyone. A treasure that would benefit those that are suffering, those that are hungry, those that are in need. And how often do we sit in the midst of that treasure and question whether it's something we'll share or not? The good news is that these men did go back and share what they had found. And the good gifts that God has given us are meant for us to share, beginning with sharing the news of Jesus. And we do that through all of the other gifts God has given us. The gifts of service, the gifts of giving, the gifts of listening, the gifts of speaking, And when we are thankful for those good gifts, God continually uses them in our life to share with others of His goodness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that loves us, has showered upon us the good gifts that can only come from You. Father, as we are thankful for the good gifts that we have received, we are thankful for Jesus. The greatest gift of all, the gift of His life to pay the penalty for our sin. And the gift of His service, His example to show us how to live, how to love our enemies just as we love our neighbors. And Father, the gift of Your Spirit that comforts us, that convicts us, that teaches us in all righteousness. Father, as we examine the things that we have in life, may we live in such a way that we are not deceived, that we recognize You as the source of everything good. And Father, as we receive those good gifts from You, may we put them to use. And if there are things that You've given that we've not understood, may we continually come to You, seeking direction on how to use it best, where to use it, how to be encouraged and how to encourage others. God, as I pray today, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, and I pray that we would recognize them as some of those good gifts that You have given. That they would know the value they have because they are a gift from You. And may our thankfulness for the children overwhelm them with a sense of purpose, a sense of value. Father, may we live as thankful people in a way that trains and teaches and models for our children how to be thankful for the many good gifts that You give. May our thankfulness for Jesus and His work on the cross and His love for us fill the children around us with a desire to know Him. Father, as churches today prepare to gather and worship together, and some whether they're doing that in person in a building or through online services or through some combination, gathering in small groups and homes or whatever it looks like today, I pray that our gatherings of praise would be filled with thankfulness as we recognize the good gifts that we have, even in the midst of so much crisis and confusion, even in the midst of so much uncertainty, we are surrounded and filled with the good gifts that You have given. And Father, as we use those good gifts, as we accept those good gifts, may we learn to share more fully and freely than ever before. May our thankfulness for the gifts that You have put into our life well up in a praise that will never end. And may Your Spirit help us to fully examine the goodness that You've put within us through Your gifts. And may Your gifts continue to transform us more and more into the image of Jesus. And as we live this life of thankfulness, as we live this life of putting Your gifts into practice, into use, may we constantly lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.